made the decision to do what you guys did, and you talked about it at length after the game, but the reaction to it, the response,
yeah,
it seems like it's been favorable. From your vantage point, what has it been since, what's it been like since Saturday in terms of the reaction to that?
Yeah, it's been 100% positive. I haven't had one person say they didn't like it. You know, because again, Khalil and I were not protesting our country. We love our country, but we know it's imperfect. So, you know, we just wanted to show that we love each other and that that's okay and that actually it's right. That's all we wanted to do. So, I honestly, if someone's mad at that, we're gonna have to question them.
Also made about tight end position. How much more you guys be using that first drive the other night, sort of an example of what you can get out of that position this year?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we were glad. You know, obviously, you know, when things are designed, you know, it's built for all different kinds of coverages. People can get other balls, but if they want to take Coop and Crab away, you know, then they got to, you know, cover Jared, Clive, Lee, like we've talked about, you know, as we joke about, you know. But that's something that is important. Like I said after the game, it's important that we're not limited by a personnel grouping, you know, that if Lee's in the game, oh, they can only do blank. Or if Jared's in the game, they can only do blank. Being able to have those guys do everything, because Jared's a really good blocker as well, really helps our team and puts stress on the defense so they can't just sit and play one coverage and take away everything. I really hope it's a sign of things that can continue, because that'll help, you know, those other two outside.
Can that especially help in the red zone? Tight end is out of
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, if you saw in the touchdown that Lee had, that safety has to favor one side or the other if they're going to play, you know, a closed coverage like that. And he obviously chose the other side with Crab and Coop. I think we all would. And that leaves those two other guys one-on-one. So, you know, I think that that's a thing that, you know, just on that specific play call, he decided to take that away, then we're going to take this. You know, if you want to take that away, we'll take this. If you want to drop everybody, then we'll hand it to 24. You know, it's just, you know, we have things for that, and we have things that if they drop everybody, we got passes for that too. So that's the cool thing in Coach Downing's offense. We can run anything out of any formation, out of any personnel grouping, and we don't try and be limited by it.
You talked after the game about what it was like to walk out of the tunnel after the game,
yeah,
and not taking it for granted. What about before? And we talked a lot about how you were going to,
yeah,
you know, you look so good out in practice, but you've never really been chased by a lineman. You talked about being jumped up by your kids with about a 300-pounder.
No doubt.
So what did you feel like before the game?
Before I was overly excited, so I'm not gonna lie to you. When I took that first snap on the pass to Jared on the shallow, I had to take a deep breath and just try and focus because I was so excited to be out there again. But that's one thing I had to do is calm my. It wasn't nerves. I was excited for the game. I was excited. I was just so happy to be back out there. I forgot how to be calm for a second, you know. That's something that I have to do, especially playing quarterback. But leading up to it, pre-game, coming out of the tunnel, I was overly excited, so I had to take a step back.
Derek, if Donald does end his holdout this week, what would it mean to get your left tackle?
Oh, it would obviously mean a lot. You know, if that's what he decides to do, you know, he's our teammate. You know, we want all our teammates here. We want to, you know, work hard together. We want to be together. We want to joke together. It's more than just football. You know, we want to be there in his life with him, you know, those kind of things. So it would mean a lot, and, you know, obviously I would love it.
Derek, you know, they say when it comes to offensive linemen, if you don't notice them, they're doing a good job.
Yeah.
What did you notice about Marshall protecting your blind side?
He did a good job, you know. He did a really good job. And at one point they switched and put a sharp in as well.
Yeah.
And I didn't know till like two plays into the series. I was like, oh, snap, the Rook's in, okay, you know. You know, that, like you said, that means they're doing some good things, you know, and then which, you know, obviously means when Donald gets back, we have a lot of good offensive linemen, and that's something that as long as Mr. McKenzie's involved here is going to continue to happen. We're always going to have good offensive linemen.
How nice is that then as a quarterback to not have to worry about who's in the offensive line, who's in the huddle, and you just know that things are going to keep rolling?
Yeah, from past family experience, I know that if an injury happens or anything like that or someone breaks a shoelace, that we're okay still, you know, let alone with our starting five. You know, so it's a good thing.
This is Crabtree's ninth year. Has he kind of gotten better with age, you think?
It looks like it, right? You know, my brother would always tell me stories about him when they were in San Francisco together and just the things that he could do. And that was, I don't know, however many years ago that was. But now I'm seeing him do those same things, you know. So it's he's not slowing down, you know. And Crabb's a guy that genetically, I feel like he's going to play as long as he wants to play. You know, it's not going to slow down for him. He's still, I mean, he ran a go route on the one that I threw to Coop on the right sideline. Coop went up and got it. You watch Crabtree run on that play, and you can answer that yourself. You know, he has not slowed down one bit. And, you know, he knew on that certain play he wasn't even getting the ball. The corner was 20 yards off, and he still tried to outrun the guy, and it looked impressive.
Derek, what was your excitement level when you called the play to hand off to Marshawn Lynch?
Oh, my goodness. See, the worst part was on that certain play we had a check involved. So our crowd was so juiced, I was like, I hope they give us the right look so I don't have to check it at home, you know. But, yeah, I was just – to turn around and hand that guy the ball, especially as a guy that looked up to him and was a fan of his growing up, to turn around and hand it to him, it was pretty cool.
When you watch the offensive tape of Cooper this year,
yeah,
do you see things or tangible signs of growth, like where you say maybe as a rookie he wouldn't have done that, or areas where he's improved that you see now that maybe you didn't see that?
Yeah, obviously he's becoming that guy that we can throw it up to, you know, and
right.
We all know Crabb can do that, you know. And Coop's rookie year, you know, he would come down with a few of them, but it's consistent now that he wants to be a guy that has every aspect of the receiver game, you know. And he put it on display on the one that I threw up to him. You know, I tell the receivers before every game, if it's you one-on-one on a go, you know, and that's the play call, that I'm always going to give you a chance. I don't care what it looks like. You go make the play or nobody does. So I guess Coop really took that to heart because he wants the ball to keep coming to him. So I think that's the aspect this year. And he's just playing so physical. He doesn't want to, you know, he's not going to let anybody push him around. And that's his personality since I've known him. He doesn't want anyone to push him around. He doesn't want to take anything from anybody. And I think that each year he's gotten so much better at both of those.
Jack's talked several times about he doesn't care where a guy comes from once he's here. He's got a shot at the roster.
Oh, yeah.
You got the Division III undrafted guy Morrow out there playing the first team a little bit. It looks like he's got at least a shot.
Yeah.
Did you ever have that moment, like, at some point during practice where, whoa, number 35, was that guy?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, obviously I saw him running in with the backups. Our lockers were by each other in camp, so he's obviously asking questions. He's a really quiet guy, too. But, you know, he was always asking questions and, you know, those things. And then finally we get on the field, and I threw a slant to somebody, and it just, you know, it bounced up. And it was cover zero, so, you know, if it bounces in cover zero, you're like, ah, incomplete. This man comes out of nowhere. He was actually blitzing. He runs and dives 15 yards away, dives and picks it off. So who is this guy, you know? And that's when he really put it on the scene that I started paying attention, you know, to what he was doing. And you see athletically that he has it, mentally. He's got a good grasp for, you know, the kind of football he was playing before he got here. It's obviously a different level. So I don't think that the game's too big for him. You know, I think that he's going to be a good player.
Derek, we're from Reno. I got to ask you, from your time at Fresno State, what do you remember about playing against the Nevada Wolfpack?
I remember winning. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. They beat me my sophomore year. No, I just remember we played there my junior year, and it was the coldest game I've ever played in my life. We walked on the field, and it was crunchy. And then they had that motorcycle come running out the tunnel, which was crazy loud. I remember one year, too, they put about 80 motorcycles on our sideline on the track right behind us, so we couldn't hear anything. And they were revving them up during the game. You know, I don't think Fresno, you know, Bulldogs and Nevada Wolfpack get along too much. Me and Adam do a good job, our equipment guy. We get along all right. But, you know, I think that's where I draw the line.
You've played some of your best football in the fourth quarter. This team last season certainly played some of its best football in the fourth quarter. There can be a number of things that you can point to as to why. I'm curious, as a player, how much of that starts with Jack as a head coach, just his presence or whatever it may be?
Yeah.
I think in terms of why you guys have been able to close out games.
I remember one game, I didn't play my best the first year he was here, and he sat me down. We always have a weekly meeting. He sat me down and he said, he started comparing me. He started showing me plays and stats and these things compared to some Hall of Fame guys. He started showing me things on film that I was doing that were really good. And he said, I want you to know I have your back, and I want you to know that you can be one of these guys. What that confidence did, I knew my head coach had that much confidence in me, that meant whatever he said, I just felt like we could do it, you know? And so every time in the fourth quarter, we have a two-minute drill or a situation, I always go to him. I'd be like, hey, what do we want here? Even if it's, duh, we need a touchdown, you know? Hey, what do we want? And he tells me, we need a touchdown. Like New Orleans, we need a touchdown. We're going to go for two. We're going to win this game. Okay. And I think it's that confidence. And I say all that to say it's that confidence. He's so good at instilling it in each one of us players. And when he takes the time to, you know, grab you and show you something like that and show you what you can be and show you what you're capable of, that's something that sticks with you. It lets you know, like, hey, man, this guy believes in me. Man, it takes you up another level almost, you know. Everyone needs people to encourage them and believe in them. So especially when it comes from the head coach, that's something I think that is a real gift that he has.
Do you recall which game that was in your first season together that he said that afterwards?
No, I don't. It was early on. It was early on. My first year was after a loss, but I don't remember which game. I think that obviously it's awesome. Obviously, we play a game in Mexico. You know, again, this is the second time I've played in London. You know, and all those things. We're moving someday. I think that all of those things are the NFL tries to do to get more people watching football and in the thing. But for right now, I'm in Oakland and I'm focused on winning here.
Second year in a row, Derek, when you guys are playing a team in the preseason that you see in the regular season. I mean, isn't that strange that, especially this year, dress rehearsal?
Last year was Tennessee, right? Yeah. It's like, man, can we get someone else, you know, so we can run some stuff? But you go into a game against Dallas, they're going to be basic, we're going to be basic, because you play each other in the regular season. Everyone knows that. It's no secret. I'm not giving anything away. That's just how it is, you know. And you go out there and you compete your tail off, you try to win, you let your rules eat. But at the same time, you're more focused on playing them in the regular season than you are in the preseason.
Hoping to play them a third time too, right?
Yeah, that'd be nice. That means it's good.